Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
She was pretty cool. Big Macher made himself quite a name this week in the news.
Let's give him the Universal tickets.
I think he's probably got a hookup. They've probably got some sort of annual pass situation. I assume Orlando and Orange County, they extend to their Hillsborough friends, Pinellas friends, even to a lesser degree, Pasco friends, the opportunity to travel to the parks por gratis. But I imagine that's public information, and we'll ask Commissioner Ken Hagan first. Sir, are you afforded the opportunity to attend the parks for free, or would you like our pair of Universal Orlando passes?
Good afternoon, guys. I absolutely love I love Universal Studios. Family, we were just there over the holidays. No, we do not get to go there for free.
Oh. Whoa!
Oh, man, you ain't working it right.
Hold on one second.
We stayed at Hard Rock when we went and had a great time. So.
Okay, all right, that's good. Yeah, that's very fine. They do a fine job out there. They never put us up at Hard Rock, by the way, and I don't know why. They'll put us up at the Royal Pacific.
Well, it's because he paid. That's why. They're putting us up for free.
This concept of paying is very foreign. And Commissioner, you pay to get into the parks as well? That seems so unfair.
Right? Unfortunately, we don't have that... that connection over there in Orlando.
Well, you stick around and keep coming on our show a couple of years. You never know what could happen, sir. The sky's the limit. But let's talk about something closer to home. Obviously, for years, the Rays have had problem drawing people to their building. You could blame the team, the ownership, the bridge, whatever. People have not flocked to the Trop to see the Rays play. A lot of people float out there the solution of moving them closer to Tampa. Many different sites have been discussed. And this week, we learned that Ybor is the preferred site for the new stadium and where the Rays play. Tell me in your own words why that's so important, what it can do for the local area, and thirdly, most important, where the heck's the money coming from, Ken?
Well, let's start with the last one first.
Okay.
I was listening a little earlier. It's my understanding it's going to come from Ponchkeys and Pastries.
Now, that was Bitcoin, Hard Rock, and the Dog Trash.
You know, I was working out a little earlier, and I heard you guys talking about that. So that motivated me to get a couple extra steps.
Good. Yeah, you have 45 minutes on that treadmill, and you can eat yourself a half of a Ponchkey.
Yeah, I didn't quite get 45. You know. I think I got 30.
Yeah, man, whatever you can do.
But I tell you, we are extremely fortunate to be one of only 30 cities that has or communities that have Major League Baseball.
Right.
And it would be incredible black eye if we would lose a Major League Baseball franchise, particularly with all of our economic development and corporate recruitment and headquarter recruitment efforts that we're going through now. Imagine how that looks when we're trying to recruit a headquarter company coming here and we can't keep a Major League Baseball franchise. So that would be just a really black eye on our community if that would happen. I've worked on this for 8 years, believe it or not, and I've been very steadfast in saying that whether you like baseball, whether you like the Rays or like sports, when you have an economic engine of this magnitude, it's incumbent on us to work hard to ensure that it remains here. I think both from an economic and quality of life perspective, it's critically important that the Rays remain in our community. Now, the thing about Ybor City, we didn't just pick that out of a hat and said, okay, this sounds good. This goes back to the original ABC Coalition report that former St. Pete Mayor Baker assembled 8-9 years ago when they objectively looked at all the locations in the region, and there was only one person on that committee of about 20 that lived in Hillsborough. So I thought they were stacking it intentionally for Pinellas locations.
Right.
But when they looked at the businesses, they looked at Major League Baseball uses a 30-minute drive time population around the stadium as their model.
Sure.
When they looked at that, two of the top locations were downtown Tampa and West Shore. So in addition to that, most of your recent models of ballparks are in urban environments. And so with the population being doubling what's at the current location at the Trop, and with all the additional business support in an urban environment, the team feels, and I feel very strongly, that we have an ideal location.
Yeah, and the thing about Tampa is, look, I'm a Tampa resident. I like it in the city, and I'm simply not going to cross the bridge unless I have to. I have to cross it every day to come to this studio because they won't move the studio to where I live for some bizarre reason. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember seeing the rumors about Oldsmar, and, you know, I'm sure people were freaking out who lived anywhere near there, but there's just no way, and you would know better than us, there's no way you could wedge a stadium into a city like Oldsmar or Odessa or anything like that, right?
It would be, from an access perspective, it would be extremely challenging. Plus, you're not in that urban environment. It's critically important to have the walk-up traffic associated with a ballpark in that type of environment. The Rays do fine on the weekends. I mean, they can make it with the numbers they generate on the weekends, but it's that Tuesday, Wednesday night game, yeah, and the attendance just isn't there. And when you have all the businesses and corporations and residential, which is starting to boom in downtown Channelside and Ybor, right there, that ensures that they'll be able to get to that mid-level population, which will probably be about, or attendance, probably about 24, 25, 26,000 a game, which would eclipse the 2 million attendance barrier that they're looking for.
Right, and that's the bottom line is, you mentioned the economic impact of losing a sports team, especially a major league sports team, and it's more than economically. I think, you know, even the Rays, we can beat them up all we want. People are Rays fans, and they love going to the games just like they love going to the Bucks and the Lightning and all that. It's part of our identity. You want to make sure you're doing everything you can do. Current business model, obviously not sustainable, so where do we move the stadium? Okay, we're going to choose Ybor City. Where are people going to park? Are there concessions being made for better public transit nearby if this does happen? And what's it going to do to the surrounding area, Commissioner Ken Hagan?
Well, a couple of things. I believe that the ballpark will be a catalyst for future transit and to improve mobility in and around that area, whether that's extending the streetcar. I'm pushing to have some type of marina and ferry service into the area. I can tell you also have a CSX lines that currently exist there. In addition to that, the Rays and their stadium design modeling, they're incorporating Uber and Lyft zones, ride-sharing zones, in it, as well as autonomous vehicles. That's the future. Probably five to eight years, that's going to be reality. And so what the good thing about that is that it drives down the infrastructure needs and the parking that's currently needed. There used to be a model that for 30,000-40,000 seat stadium, you need X amount of parking spaces. Well, that number is drastically being reduced because of ride sharing and because of autonomous vehicles in the future. So we're not going to need as much infrastructure as far as parking garages, but we'll probably need one or two more. But with the ones that exist there, it shouldn't be too much of a challenge to have enough parking spaces.
We're speaking with Commissioner Ken Hagan, a native and lifelong resident of Hillsborough County, so obviously a vested interest in doing what's best for Hillsborough County, the city of Tampa, and, you know, for the Rays as well. They've been eating it and taking it in the shorts for a while now, and the stadium where it is right now, I don't know if you've been, you know, you go to games like I do once every 2 years or so, but you go to the Rays despite the stadium that they're in, and what you have, especially in the area that you're looking at, is the opportunity to make the building itself a destination. Orlando experienced that with the Amway Arena, and you have the opportunity to do something like that in the heart of Tampa. So regardless of where the money comes from, it is going to pump a lot of life and economic interest into that particular area.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm an enormous baseball fan. I grew up playing baseball. I played at the University of Florida. I was a season ticket holder for the first 4 or 5 years of the Rays. And I go to probably about 15 home games, and I go on a road trip or two every year.
Wow.
See the team, but there'll be some weekends. Candidly, I live up in the Carrollwood area, but just don't feel like making that trek across the bridge. And we'll go to a Tampa Yankee game. You know, just really don't feel like driving all the way over there. And I'm an enormous fan. But the one thing that provides confidence in us in this effort is the TV ratings and the radio ratings are through the roof. Mm. So the fans are there. They're just not going to this particular ballpark. And to the Rays' credit, they've done everything they can to polish up that stadium. I wasn't going to say that.
I have the luxury of saying things like that. Let the record reflect anyone keeping a transcript. That was Drew Garabo, who said polishing a turd for the drop. He said stadium.
they really have. You know, with the big screen, with the being able to walk around 360 around the ballpark, with the with the Budweiser patio out in center field. I mean, free parking and allowing people to bring in food and drinks. So they've done pretty much everything they can to encourage the attendance, and it just hasn't materialized. And that's why one of the big announcements that we made last week is to announce the organization that's going to play an integral role in securing corporate sponsorships and community support for the ballpark, because we need to show Commissioner Manfred that the support is here, and I strongly believe it is. But by doing that, that also provides the team with a long-term sustainable revenue stream that allows certainty in their financial modeling, which hopefully will do two things: allow them to put more money into the ballpark, and then also fatten the payroll, which obviously the thing to do.
Very nice. Soul Brother Kevin, something for Commissioner Hagan.
Yes, the new stadium, I suggest you build it out of bricks. Are you familiar with Doak Campbell Stadium in Tallahassee?
I was trying to stay as far away from Tallahassee as possible.
Yeah, you might want to.
As a Gator fan, I stay far away from Tallahassee.
Gator what?
Well, I don't know. One word for you. Willie! We were speaking with Commissioner Ken Hagan about the proposed new site for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Commissioner Hagan, what's the bigger battle for you to get the Rays out of their lease in St. Peter to raise the funds needed to get that stadium in Ybor?
It's a great question.
Well, without a doubt, the money. I mean, that's going to be – I mean, it's taken us 8 years to get to this point. We've made significant progress, but getting the money that's needed to build the ballpark is going to, without a doubt, be the biggest challenge. And it's not going to be easy. I think that at the end of the day we'll get there, but it's going to take some creative financial modeling. It's going to take the Rays being at the table with a hell of a lot of money into this, and we're going to need the private sector support to step up as well. But that's by far going to be the biggest challenge and for us to have opening day here in a few years.
Yeah, and I went through this. I worked for the Orlando Magic for a period of time when they were putting the new building up. And when you look at the years before that, when you gauge community support, you got to get the right commissioners behind it to vote. It really is interesting how just one or two elected officials can swing the identity of a city and the ability to get something like that done. As a commissioner, you mentioned we expect some money out of Sternberg and the Rays, which these billionaires who want to build their buildings where people can come watch their there is a responsibility there to come out of pocket for a good amount of that, right? What would you consider the right amount for them to come out of pocket with? Ballpark figure.
Huh? Ballpark figure.
Yeah. At least half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Half, 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 half. That's the right number. It really is. And I'm glad you said that, because, you know, obviously it benefits a city, blah, 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 but you're going to be making a crap load of money off of this product if everything goes well. Half is a good – that's a great figure. Now, do you expect that you're going to get that?
At the end of the day, I think we will. And the bottom line is that the more money, as I said earlier, the more support that we can show from the business community is going to allow the Rays ownership to put in more money. And I believe that support is there. I know Commissioner Manfred wants the team to remain here. He's told me personally this is a very important market to Major League Baseball. I imagine because of the TV market, with like the 10th or 11th largest TV market. But bottom line is, we don't know the exact amount of the ballpark yet. They have not finished their design work. We're not, we don't know with any relative degree of certainty that the infrastructure needs that are going to be made. But you're probably looking $700-800 million range, roughly. And so I think for us to close this deal, they're going to have to be at the table with at least half. But we still have a little ways to go to determine that.
You did not turn me off with that figure. This is good. I'm not saying I'm wooed yet, but you're on the road to wooing me. And I noticed that you and our buddy Billy Bob Buckhorn, you both said that no new tax money will be used for this stadium. Which, as a taxpayer, I like that. I don't necessarily want my tax money, but have you considered what is called a tourist tax, not a tourism tax, but anyone you can identify as a tourist if you're in the city of Tampa or Hillsborough County, anywhere? If you're wearing socks with flip flops, if you've got pasty skin and a sunburn, you just slap like an extra dollar on whatever they're buying, and eventually, with all the people that visit here, you could probably build five new stadiums.
Let me tell you, our tourism industry is absolutely killing it here. I mean, we set records the last 2 years, so I think you may be onto something.
Thank you.
And if we can find a way to capture that revenue, I think we can have opening day sooner than expected.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm opposed to my tax money going for it, but if you're going to tax the people who get hotel rooms here and restaurants and stuff like that, that's what Orlando did, basically. I think they put an extra bed tax, and that's how they helped the Magic build a new stadium.
Yeah, when they check out of the hotel, they're just signing it. They don't know what's going on.
Who really look? You just look to make sure you got charged for the right dirty movies on the Spank Revision, and then you eat with the express checkout. You don't even look at that anymore. So you hit them with like a $10 flat fee for polluting our roadways and driving real slow on the left lane on the Howard Franklin, and the stadium gets built. Game, set, match. Rays win. Tampa wins. Hillsborough wins. Everybody's a winner. I think we solved stuff here today, Ken.
No, you make a very valid point.
Thank you.
And tourist tax dollars, which a lot of people don't understand, have very limited use. How they can be spent. Mm-hmm. They cannot be used for schools or parks or fire rescue or cops. They can only be used to promote or to advertise tourism or for debt service on facilities. And so we've used tourist tax dollars to renovate Raymond James Stadium, Amalie Arena, Steinbrenner Field. So it's an appropriate use, and one, again, primarily paid by tourists who stay here, not by residents.
Sure.
And so it's an appropriate use, and that will certainly be one that we're gonna look at to help bridge the gap.
Well, now let's make sure that especially the members of Drew Grob Alive and the local community, we don't have to get hit with that tax should we want to stay at the Epicurean or one of the finer hotels around town. You know, we shouldn't have to pay that just to build that stadium. So if we can get some sort of card that we can show and we're checking in, Ken, then I'm on board with this, and we'll spearhead the effort to hit the tourists with more tax dollars.
I'll make sure you and I both get one of those.
Oh, that's so great, man. You know, I don't know if I trust this guy at all. He can't even get Universal tickets for free. So I don't really don't carry a lot of cred with me.
You know what? When they're raising money, they have to raise enough money that we can afford to blow up the Trop. That way we never have to look at it again after the Rays move to Tampa.
So you're saying don't build a velodrome out of it or anything?
No,
like?
Let's blow. Just raise some money to blow it up and just make it gone forever. We don't need it anymore.
What do you think about that, Ken?
I think it was outdated the first pitch in 1998.
Oh, snap. He's so right,
he
too.
He is, yeah.
God, we would do... go ahead.
I was at the game. I was at the game when Wilson Alvarez threw out the first pitch. So, I honestly, Major League Baseball was complicit in allowing the team to get there to begin with. I mean, they set it up to fail, in my opinion, and, they can't get out of there. They can't get out of there soon enough.
All right, Drew. Trivia question: who did the Rays have their first ever game against?
That would be the Boston Red Sox.
Eh.
The New York Yankees.
Nope.
The Toronto Blue Jays.
Nope.
The California Angels.
Oh no!
It was the Montreal Expos.
No. Nope.
The Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, good lord!
The White Sox of Chicago.
Where's that guy from?
San Diego Padres.
No.
Detroit Tigers.
There you go.
First try. Look at all those Major League Baseball teams I came up with off the top of my head.
It was the Tigers, right, Commissioner Hagan?
I'm impressed.
Well, listen, thank you very much for your time and for the efforts that you're making. I think I have a better feel for this now. Immediately you hear something like Rays moving, new stadium getting built. You have all kinds of questions about where the money's coming from. I think you've got a tough road to hoe ahead of you. I think you would be the first to admit that. But you sound like you got a good mindset going into it. And please let us know if there's anything we can do to help. I'm interested in the efforts, and I want to do what I can do to keep professional sports here, and have every team be like the Lightning would be a dream come true. Because how lucky are we to have that franchise? You know, you got the Rays, they're struggling, whatever. The Bucks, we could just talk for hours about that.
They're on the way up.
but a franchise like the Lightning in Tampa Bay, that it truly is like lightning striking, right, Ken?
Oh, absolutely. And, it's my honor to be on the show. I appreciate the kind words. And you look at, you look at what Jeff Bennett and the Lightning have done. I mean, they've made this the place to be, the entertainment associated with it, and they're the model not only in hockey but in all professional sports. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, if you saw last year, ESPN ranked them the number one franchise in all sports.
Yep.
And so we know that when you have the right ownership group, you have the right location, you do it the right way. I mean, they've got 133 sellouts in a row, so they're the model. And we do have a ways to go. We made significant progress. The financing element is going to be the most challenging. The only thing I would ask folks is to really withhold judgment until we get there, and then we can have the intellectual debate and say, hey, is this a good economic development project? Is it not? And then we can have that debate. But it's one that's worth having and worth fighting for.
I agree. Well, thanks, Ken. I appreciate the time. Tell my lovely friend Gina that I said hola, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right. Absolutely.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate the time, man. Thank you. All right. Well, I got a better grip on this now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.